We are joined by Jeff O'Brien, attorney with Chestnut Cambrone, but we're not here to talk to him about, well, not a lot of attorney things. We have a three and out that we do every Monday. We had been doing the Gophers, the Johnnies from St. John's, and the Tommies from St. Thomas. Tommies and Gophers, only Division I football teams in the state, but they're pretty much done. Except the Gophers, they got a big bowl game because they got the good GPA. That's what got him in, not the five wins they had. However, Jeff, I want to talk to you about some other. We're still going to do a three and out and explain the items or item one of this three and out.
Well, we're going, Bob, this week we're going with kind of humorous or bizarre or interesting legal headlines from the last couple days, last week or so. And the first one comes out of the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, you know, the much maligned Hennepin
yes.
County Office as of late. Well, here's the scoop. With the legalization of cannabis in Minnesota, one of the issues that's come up is if there's a traffic stop and the cop smells the odor of marijuana, are they allowed to perform a vehicle search and find other drugs? And there was a case from the Minnesota Supreme Court just a little while ago, about a month or so ago, that said no, you couldn't. That now you've got a legal, since cannabis is now legal. What happened was that case, the cops searched the car, found meth, right? So they said no, you smell marijuana. That's not enough anymore. You can't. That doesn't give you probable cause for a warrantless search. So here's the scoop on this case. It's called State versus Lindy Kugel, not Linen Kugel.
Lindy Kugel.
I had to double take on that. And so apparently the Hennepin County attorney doesn't proof their briefs that they submit or they legitimately believe this. They're briefing this. They're sending a supplemental brief to the Minnesota Court of Appeals, and they say that the Torgerson case is a Supreme Court case. Torgerson expressly establishes that fact. The odor of marinara should be considered when a court evaluates the totality of all the circumstances. So I thought about you, Bob, with your love of all things Italian food, particularly pizza. Careful having that slice in the car, because apparently, according to the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, that could open you up to a warrantless search if they smell marinara in your car.
Well, if you have a pizza in your car, you can't help but smell the marinara if it's any good. There's nothing like the smell of marinara with melted cheese on it. I love that smell. Wow. You know what? I wonder if they could come up with a marinara, you know, like a cigarette. Marinara. I'd smoke that. I don't smoke, but I would try that one.
I've actually seen some THC-infused marinara sauce, believe it or
Seriously?
Not, Bob.
Oh, Jeff.
Yes.
What a world we're living in. You know, but how do you make that mistake? Because you think it's read by more than one person.
I read the brief, and it's spelled marijuana every other place. It's just for some reason, somehow, I don't know what happened here, but they...
The most important place, which is, what, the first place that they had it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, what a world. All right, item two.
Item two, and this is a sad one for 80s music fans like myself. The famous pop music duo Hall & Oates, Daryl Hall and
yeah,
John Oates.
Of course.
Well, Hall is suing Oates. apparently, going to sell off a plan of his share of a joint venture, and Daryl Hall filed a lawsuit to stop that, and a judge in Nashville issued a temporary restraining order, which prompted me to ask, when Hall's lawyers filed their motion papers, did they say, "I can't go for that, no can do"?
That, of course, one of the lyrics in their songs, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
So what will it be from that one? Just... Ladies and gentlemen, Oates.
I don't know. Well, all I can say is this: if past experience is any guide with musical artists having legal disputes, this usually ends in some sort of a reunion tour. So,
oh yeah, that's probably what it's doing.
So
setting it up.
Might be seeing Hall & Oates coming to the State Theater soon. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, that's great. All right. Item three.
Item three. This is an interesting one, and this kind of fallout from all the, you know, we've talked a lot during our three and out segments about the name, image, likeness stuff in the NCAA, the NILs, and, you know, PJ Fleck, you know, claiming that that's one of the reasons why the Gophers were, you know, down
yeah,
this year.
Oh, horrible.
So, a few years ago, the Supreme Court said that, you know, that this was okay, that the college athletes should receive compensation for their name, image, likeness. Well, the follow-up from that is, what about all these former college athletes that never got that opportunity, right? Oh. Well, a judge has said that is opened the door to the possibility of a class action lawsuit
by former athletes,
where former athletes could sue the NCAA. And it says something, I think they said the number was about $1.3 billion that might be at stake here. This, I'm just looking here, as a district judge, Claudia Wilkin, a California federal judge. There it is. Okay. It's a California federal judge, Claudia Wilkin, certified three classes of former student athletes in these cases. Ooh. So, the NCAA, they already have 41 bowl games so that they can collect corporate money. They might have to add a few more here if they're going to have to pay out $1.3 billion.
Hey, and I'll tell you what, in California, they love going against organizations. And
yeah.
The other thing, if you are former players in the NFL, Major League Baseball, hockey, basketball, the NBA, you're watching this closely, because if it does go through, these guys get screwed, especially when it comes to health benefits. So this could really be a precedent-setting type of lawsuit. Also, could wind up at a Supreme Court, because if the NCAA loses, they're not going to go down, without a big, big fight. So
right. Well, and California is where all this started, because it was originally if you remember the basketball player from UCLA, Ed O'Banion. Noticed his jersey number and a character that looked like him in a video game years ago. That's what got the ball rolling on all this NIL stuff many years ago. It's changed to where we are today. But this will be interesting to see, because you know as well as I do, Bob, there's a number of athletes that had outstanding college careers that probably would have been in line for some endorsement money back in the day that didn't go on to see the
million things evolve. I mean, it's really their tough luck of when they were born, I think, because that's like, all right, Chuck Foreman has talked about his first contract. He got $25,000 a year. It's kind of like arguing, wait a minute, if I came in today, I'd be making millions of my first year. Well, I mean, you played at a different time. I'm not sympathetic toward the NCAA. I just don't see that this thing will hold up at every level of the court.
We'll see. Who knows? There might, a lot of these cases, especially class cases, because our firm handles a lot of class cases. We do a lot. We were involved in some of the concussion cases, but more so we do a lot of cases with data breaches, right?
Yep.
And I know that many times in these cases, especially in the class cases, ends up being a settlement, because for the defendant, for the company that's being sued in the class action, the potential damages are just so much higher a decision to settle the case. Well,
we'll see how this one plays out. Now, I got one question for you. I was listening on the radio, and I didn't listen to the game at all, but because I was pulling it at home. Did St. Thomas win in hockey? Because they'd had a 5-game winning streak, and they'd won the night before.
They lost to...
Oh, my God, to a horrible team.
Their streak ended at 5, but they still are tops in the CCHA. I think they still lead... I think it's Bemidji State is number 2.
Yes,
they still
it is. But you know what? Okay, they lost to the worst team in the league, so shame on them. They could have gone 6 in a row. I don't know if shame is too... Maybe that's too strong, but they had it to win 6 in a row, and they'd be in great shape. But, oh well. All right, I was just curious because I did not see the outcome. I only heard going into it they were given the big-time buildup. But it happens. Yep. Jeff, as always, greatly appreciate it. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone, looking for some of that NCAA money in a class action suit. All right, we'll take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.